Oh, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Jordan Roiburn, founder and editor of the Daily Gold. And Jordan, we're going to look at the charts of many of the precious metals, well, mostly gold and silver, and GDX, GDXJ. I do want to get some of your updated comments, as this week we do have gold moving above 1600. It has put in at least a daily close above 1600, and even today, still managing to be in the positive as the price is continuing to rise. Now, some people are calling this a significant breakout. I still think we need to see at least a weekly close up here. But hey, this breakout is coming when still a lot of people were saying there needs to be some sort of a pullback because of just how strong these sentiment levels are. Let's get your thoughts on the moves we're seeing this week in gold, at least right now, still hanging above 1600.
Yes, Corey. Well, I think we're going to see gold make its way up to 1700. There's two very strong technical patterns that are projecting 1700. The first one is if you go back to last year and you have that breakout above 1375, which was a real breakout. I know that people really, I mean, it bothers me how people overuse the word breakout. It's like anytime something goes up for a couple of days, it's a breakout now. But look, the breakout above 1375, that was a multi-year breakout. That's what a real breakout really is. It's a multi-year level. It's something that makes higher highs and goes to new highs. But anyway, that pattern, it has a measured upside target of 1700. So that's been the upside target for gold all along. And gold, since it peaked in September, it's formed this cup and handle pattern. And that pattern also projects to 1700. And what's interesting about this cup and handle pattern, Corey, is the cup itself, like the right side of the cup went higher than the left. And then we had this consolidation, which was slightly tilted upward. So that's a very strong cup and handle pattern. I mean, typically a normal cup and handle pattern, the left and the right side of the cup, they're about the same. You know, they're about in the same area, the same level. A weak cup and handle pattern is when the right side actually peaks below the left side, and a very strong one is when you have the right side peak above the left side. So, I'm not looking at a daily closing chart right now, which I prefer, but you know, the peak was just above 1550 in September, and then I think the closing peak in January was around 1575. So anyway, very strong cup and handle pattern. It's very bullish. We have the other pattern as well. They project up to 1700. So look for gold to have more legs. And you know, Corey, there's not a whole lot of room between here and 1700. So that makes the bullish sentiment, as you noted, that's less of a worry because, you know, the target is, you know, $80-$85 above where it is now. So that's not a whole lot to go as far as, you know, immediate upside potential. I don't think sentiment is going to cause that not to reach the target.
Okay, so with the moves just this week, then, does that take out any sort of a near-term pullback back to 1550 or even 1500?
I don't see that happening. I mean, the market is very extended in terms of sentiment. So, I mean, you'd have to think a pullback is possible. But, you know, going back to the price action, which is always first and foremost, it's just been very strong. And, you know, we did see open interest come back some, which was good. I don't have it in front of me, but I think we did see like a 20% decline in open interest. So the net spec position, it did come down a little bit, but at least open interest came. I was looking, and historically during a lot of bull years, corrections, not like huge corrections, but normal corrections in bull years, open interest multiple times it came down 30%. So I think this time it came down 19 or 20%. So not that significant of a correction, Corey, but it looks like it could be just enough to give the market enough fuel where it can get to 1700.
All right, let's also talk about silver, because you and I are chatting off mic, and I know chatting with a couple other of the technicians that I really respect, you guys have been saying that silver is really what matters here. Also the gold stocks, but first and foremost, silver. is still a bit below that high in 2019, where it reached 1975, and in all fairness, also is still below the high that we saw earlier in January, actually, 1890. But silver, there is the argument that there's some room to play catch up. It is trading at the higher part of this recent trading range. What's important to watch here for silver?
The key level is really around 1825 to 1850, but let's just call it 1850. That is a key level that goes back not only a couple years, but even historically, it's a key level. Even I think especially 10 or 12 years or so. So it's just interesting how looking at, if you're just looking at like a 6 to 12 month chart, if you look at closing prices, there's a lot of dojis on the silver chart. It's you can clean it up by just looking at closing prices. But again, looking at like the last 6 or 9 months, the 1825 to 1850, that's a very significant area. And then going back 10, 12, 13, 15 years, it's also a very, very significant area. So, the monthly close is going to be really important. Like, let's see if, I mean, it'll be great if we get a daily and weekly close above 1850. But then the question is, are we going to see that on a monthly chart? And then, you know, you got next month too, which is the end of the quarter. So that's also significant. But with all that being said, keep your eye on 1850. That's significant. If silver can take out that level, then I feel pretty good that it's probably going to go back to the September high. And if, I mean, there's a lot of ifs here, but if silver gets back to that September high, I mean, it's setting up a cup itself, and then you could have a potential cup and handle pattern, which projects, I think it projects to about 2250 or higher, but 1850 is really the key here in the near term. And there's a potential, I mean, it's kind of odd. It's not, I wouldn't say it's the strongest pattern, but there's a potential reverse head and shoulders continuation pattern in play, which projects upon a close above 1850, that projects to about 2050, which is near the 2016 high. But really, Corey, long story short, 1850 is really the key. That's the key on daily, weekly, monthly, and I think even the quarterly chart as well. So if silver can get above that and hold it, then I think that bodes very well for silver going to 20 to 21, that 2016 peak.
Okay, hey, that's very interesting. 1850, the high just this week has been 1845, so let's see where silver can go from there. Let's say some of these ifs do pan out and silver does move above 1850 and has a weekly close, maybe even a monthly close at and above that level. Is that then move up to projected around 22 level? Is that a fast move? Does that happen all of a sudden, or does that still take some time?
Well, I think it would be faster just because if we look at the way silver has traded over the last since the September peak, really, there's been a lot of trading and congestion between the mid 16s and the low to mid 18s. So looking at this chart, if silver gets above 1850, I don't see that much resistance, honestly. And it's something in looking at the long-term chart, a real 5 or 10 year chart and focusing on that, the key levels for silver are basically you have the mid 18s and then you have the around the 2016 peak, which I think is 20 or 21, depending on if you're looking at the tick peak or the closing peak, it varies, but those are really the key levels for silver. And then if and when silver can surpass that 2016 peak, you know, then that brings into play 24 and eventually 27, 28. But really, 1850 is the key. And I think if we get above that, you know, I would say it's getting up to 2050 or 21, wherever that 2016 peak is. I would say that's more likely to be a faster move than a slow move, but don't quote me on that. I don't have a crystal ball here, so I can't tell you it's going to happen in 5 months, 2 months, 3.5 months. We'll just have to see. But look, Corey, gold's broken out to a new all-time high, or not a new all-time high. It's broken out to another higher high. It's at a new all-time high, basically in every major currency except the dollar and maybe one or two others. GDX is very close to breaking out to a multi-year high. So, I mean, a lot of this momentum is going to trickle into silver. And you know, I would not be surprised if it takes out 1850 and then it's a sooner rather than later type of move to 2021.
All right. So there could be some very nice catch up happening here with silver. Quick comments on the stocks, or at least these ETFs, GDX, GDXJ. As you said, GDX close to breaking out. It is still a little below that high in 2019 in September of 30.74, currently trading around just under 30, let's say. So it is close to there. GDXJ, though, you can argue just this week does have a breakout above the recent high from earlier this year and also that high back in August of last year. What is the importance of how GDXJ is breaking out and GDX also trading close to that high?
Well, the importance is you want to see the more speculative areas receiving capital and outperforming. So it's a good sign that GDXJ is outperforming. That has broken out, although it looks like it's making a mini reversal now. But GDXJ, you know, in the very big picture, it's lagged. And so it's broken above 43, which is a significant level going back 5 or 6 years. But, you know, the 2016 resistance, I believe that's around 50. So, and GDXJ has actually broken out from a cup and handle pattern. If we look at that, you know, that basically projects up to 49 or 50, depending on how you measure it, which is the 2016 high. So GDXJ does have, now it has a strong target at the 2016 high, but, you know, it's still a little ways from that. Whereas if we go back to GDX, you know, the 2016 high is around 31. GDX earlier today, it was trading right around 30. So, I mean, these are very exciting times for gold bugs and precious metals investors. GDX is not that far away from a very significant breakout above 31. So, but, you know, again, Corey, I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know if it's going to happen in a couple weeks or a couple months, but we'll just take it as it comes. But if I had to, you know, guess one way or another, I do think it's probably going to come sooner rather than later. So this is, you know that I hate to be too optimistic, but we're really set up for some real big gains here over the coming months and quarters.
All right, we're going to wrap it up there. Very encouraging there, Jordan. And hey, it makes sense, right? We're running at these levels in terms of gold, especially gold, that people thought that it should be pulling back, and it has not had that pullback. It actually started to move higher, significantly higher this week. So let's see where it closes, as always, this week and also the end of the month, and also if stocks and silver can start to play a little bit more catch-up. Jordan, great chatting with you. Thanks for taking some time. I will post a link to your website below for everyone to follow along with what you're writing to your subscribers. Thanks, Jordan.